Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into some great golf books. Specifically, we're looking at stories and tips from South Africa. And our guide for this is the analysis over on the Golf Day Buddy app website.
Yeah, this is a good one because, you know, reading these kinds of local stories, it's almost like a shortcut. You definitely pick up skills for the course, sure, but maybe more importantly, you learn how to handle challenges, like in life, too.
Yeah.
And the Golf Day Buddy app site really helps find books that talk about that South African experience.
Okay, right. Let's unpack that a bit, the local angle. What makes these South African golf stories, well, so helpful?
Well, it connects the game to real people, people whose lives teach us bigger things. The website analysis points out three key heroes. First up, Nelson Mandela. It notes he actually started playing golf pretty late, like when he was 44. So straight away, that tells you something, right? It's never too late to pick up something new. And crucially, his playing golf showed how the sport could, you know, bring people together, unity, overcoming divides.
That's a powerful point, using sport for unity, not just competition. Interesting the source's focus there. Who else comes up?
And then there's Gary Player. Total opposite end, almost.
Yeah.
Pure hard work and dedication. His books are all about discipline, practice, grinding it out, improving constantly. I mean, he was the first non-American to win the career Grand Slam. That takes incredible mental strength, a crazy work ethic. People still look at his training methods.
Right, consistency. That hard work message. And the third local legend.
That would be Bobby Locke.
Yeah.
His whole thing was the mental game. He taught that the real battle is between your ears, not out on the grass. His lessons. They really focus on the mind, especially things like putting, pace, focus. If you need help staying calm under pressure, Locke's stuff is like foundational reading.
Okay, so we have these iconic figures, Mandela, Player, Locke. How does reading about them actually help you play better this weekend? What are the big benefits the sources found?
Yeah, good question. The research pulls out three main things you gain. First, what they call the better mind. Mental toughness, basically. These books aren't just inspiring stories. They give you actual tools, like visualization techniques, seeing the good shot before you hit it. It's not just daydreaming. It actually helps program your body to do it smoothly, cuts down the worry on those, you know, tricky putts.
Ah, so it's practical psychology for the course, not just philosophy. Okay. What about the physical side, getting your swing right?
That's the second benefit, better skills. These books are full of drills and advice. A lot of South African coaches really hammer home having a swing you can repeat. Consistency. The books break it down into simpler steps. Helps you get rid of the guesswork, the variability that kills your score, and develop a putting stroke you can trust. It's about building skill through practice, not just hoping for luck.
Makes sense. Build a solid foundation. And the last point, you mentioned community earlier.
Exactly. The third benefit is the better community. The Golf Day Buddy app website points out how sharing these local stories builds connections. When folks are reading the same stuff, talking about the same tips, it leads to local book clubs, social meetups, people improving their game together. It strengthens that whole South African golf community, local pride, shared learning.
So pulling it all together, it seems like these books offer lessons that go way beyond just golf scores. They're really about growing as a person. Focus, handling pressure when things go wrong, on the course or off it.
Absolutely. And here's something else the Golf Day Buddy app website mentions, just a final thought for you to chew on. It talks about how the beauty and the difficulty of famous local courses like the Links at Fancourt or maybe Leopard Creek often inspire writers. So think about your own favorite local course, its challenges, its beauty. Could that be a story? Your story of tackling it. Inspiration's right there.